Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chelsea Good of the Livestock Marketing Association. Back with Chelsea in just a moment.
Ince Auction and Realty, Oklahoma's premier land and equipment auctioneers, in conjunction with Cutter Energy, present a virtual mineral consignment auction. It's Tuesday, February 16th at 10 a.m. Mineral consignments are being accepted until Tuesday, February 9th, featuring lots from Lamb, Beaver, Beckham, Kingfisher, Logan, Custer, Major, and Roger Mills counties, just to name a few. For more information, visit InceAuctions.com or call 405-663-2200. 405-663-2200.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Talking with Chelsea Good from the Livestock Marketing Association. Chelsea, one of the things that came out of the COVID relief legislation at the end of 2020 was something that LMA and some other folks within the livestock industry have been talking about for a long time. Tell us about this dealer statutory trust that you've kind of deemed a priority.
Absolutely. So we were excited to get signed into law at the end of 2020. Livestock Dealer Statutory Trust. And what that does, Ron, is it provides some extra protections for sellers of livestock to a livestock dealer in the unfortunate event of a payment default, either receiving no check from that livestock dealer or a check coming back insufficient funds. Under the new law, now that we have a dealer statutory trust, unpaid sellers of livestock have the legal rights to reclaim those livestock they weren't paid for, if the dealer still has them, or if the dealer has resold those livestock. The unpaid sellers of livestock are going to have first priority in the proceeds or the receivables the dealer has from those livestock. So I think it will really improve the recovery we'll see in livestock dealer defaults moving forward.
Seems like within our livestock industry, it's not uncommon that by the time that you maybe find out that you've got a check that's bounced, suddenly the livestock or maybe have already traded hands again.
Yeah, you're right. That's not uncommon, especially in just the way livestock dealers operate. They're buying livestock and quickly reselling. So let's say they're feeder cattle. Dealer buys feeder cattle at their local livestock auctions, you know, from producers in the country, puts together some loads, turns around and sells those to a feed yard. If the feed yard pays the dealer, that feed yard's going to continue to have clear title in those livestock. The feed yard's not going to have to pay for those cattle twice, but it's the proceeds, the money that that feed yard paid the dealer. Those unpaid sellers of livestock are going to have first priority in those proceeds. It's a trust asset. They're going to come in front of anyone else until they are made whole for those livestock for which they were not paid.
How is this trust going to be funded?
Good question. And I almost don't like the terminology trust. We use that terminology because it's modeled after the existing Packer statutory trust, but it is not a separate bank account. It's not a pool of funds, which is what some people kind of think of when they start to think about this. It is simply a change in priority of assets. So nothing changes. Money continues to flow just like it does today. Cattle continue to flow just like they do today until there's a default. And then in the event of the default, what the unpaid sellers have priority in is if the dealer still has the cattle, they can go get the cattle. Believe it or not, until this law passed, usually that wasn't the case. Usually, if you got a bad check from a livestock dealer, you didn't have the rights to get those cattle back, even though you were never paid for them. The dealer's lender had first priority. So that's kind of the first mechanism, is the livestock themselves, if the dealer still has the livestock, or if they've been resold, it's going to be the proceeds that the buyer of those livestock gave the dealer. It's those funds where these unpaid sellers are going to have the first priority. So it's really a change in priority, and who has first claim to these trust assets is the real difference.
Chelsea Good with the Livestock Marketing Association on the Dealer Statutory Trust. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.